You've crushed it. You've made millions. But let us ask you something. If you stop working today, how long would it all last? For most people, that answer, it's not great.
Right now, everything you have built, your house, your car, the vacations you love, relies on you. If you stop, the money stops.
That's exactly why we created a community for people just like you. No fluff, no hustle or energy, just real self-made millionaires helping each other create wealth that actually lasts.
Ready to build a legacy? Join us now at join.builtbeyondme.com and take the first step towards lasting wealth.
Imagine this, no more grinding for another 10, 15, or 20 years just to keep everything afloat. What if your wealth could start working harder than you do?
In our community, we'll show you how to invest in income-producing assets like multifamily properties and build-to-rent developments. No messy tenant management, no complicated learning curve, just real scalable wealth.
It's not about making millions anymore. It's about keeping it, growing it, and passing wealth beyond you.
Don't just make millions, make them last. Build a future, build freedom. Join our community now at join.wealthbeyondme.com. And that is join.wealthbeyondme.com.
Guess what, multifamily operators? We are at the end of 2024, and we can finally say this. The multifamily apartment industry is stepping boldly into the tech revolution.
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
For too long, we've been the industry that clings to outdated systems, managing properties and residents with, let's face it, ancient analog tools. And we're wondering why some are struggling with renters retention, rent growth issues, revenue issues. But here's the plot twist. It's all about to change. As these new technologies roll in, it's not just about this new shiny app or cool gadget. This isn't some optional upgrade that you can ignore. Embracing these changes isn't a hassle, it's a game changer. Why? Because it's a secret weapon to keep your best residents happy, engaged, and loyal. And when that happens, guess what? Your bottom line also wins. So RealPage did this survey with residents, and RealPage has access to thousands and thousands of properties across the United States. So therefore, their data is pretty solid. And so they put together this survey of residents, retaining specific about resident retention. So these are some of the interesting findings that came out of that study. First thing is that, let's first address that retaining residents obviously is key to the stability of any properties, so-called closing the back door. So this has been a very critical focus of multifamily apartment operators for the past several years, because we couldn't rely on organic rent growth or just new residents willing to pay whatever market price. We had to make sure that we kept the back door closed, kept our occupancy high, right? Kept paying good, paying residents from staying in with us. So with rent growth slowing down, some areas maybe stabilizing, making sure that these renters stay put is one of the best way to protect your rental property's income. It also means that it reduces the chances of high turnovers, which leads to higher costs, which obviously is missed revenues. Historically, lease renewals have been rising. Between 2010 and 2019, the national average renewals was around 50.7%, growing steadily to 52.8% by early 2020. The pandemic lockdown pushed retention rates to record highs. Obviously, people were staying put. They got money from the government to do so, right? Peaking at around 57% in mid-2022, as renters stayed put because it was necessary. This pattern has been consistent throughout the entire country, all major U.S. markets, with renewals in all major markets at around 50% or plus. And here's the thing. Neglecting this isn't just something that hurts your income. It also impacts your expense side as well, because one of the things that people often neglect to consider is down unit time. The time that it takes for the maintenance team and the make-ready team to go into that apartment unit, by the time the resident moves out to the time that the new one gets moved in, the maintenance team and the make-ready team, they need to go in and fix up the unit. Some may be as simple, if you're lucky, as just repainting the walls or maybe doing some cleaning of the carpets. Unfortunately, other cases, it may require more extensive work. In some cases, if you're lucky, maybe this turnaround may take a week. In some cases, it may take 2 to 3 weeks. That's 2 to 3 weeks of no income. Plus, the property has to incur these expenses to bring these units up to market, right? We've actually had a really extreme case on one of our properties where, and this person lived in the property for probably like 10 years before we purchased it. He moved out and he had such bad smoke stains where like literally he was bedridden and he was a chain smoker. Probably not great combinations. So he ended up having to move out because of his health condition, ironically. Not laughing at his health condition, but laughing at the fact that he should have quit smoking at some point. So basically he was bedridden in his living room. And because of how much smoke he was smoking, the entire wall, the ceiling, everything was stained yellow. And it was to the point where we brought in our team to, hey, figure out like, what do we have to do to make this unit available? And the cost of trying to get rid of the smoke smell and replace the drywall and everything else and like do extensive work with ozone spray, something like that, all these crazy stuff, it was going to cost like $60,000. So immediately we nipped that in the bud and we're like, yeah, there's no way we're going to pay $60,000 because that unit maybe, if we're lucky, would rent for like $1,300, $1,500. Think about how many years it's going to take for us to recoup that. It would be probably be like 5-6 years and it doesn't make any sense. So we're like, nope, we're not going to. So we're permanently down one unit because we couldn't renew that. It would cost way too much to make that unit become available online again. But in typical cases, the time that it takes for you to renew, like the downtime, that's money that you could be making. So you have to weigh the cost of signing a new lease versus the cost of you not, and then taking the chance of who knows how this person's gonna be. Are they gonna take care of your unit? Are they gonna pay rent on time? Are they gonna be a trouble residence? Versus someone who you may not be able to renew the rate to up to market, but it'll be a compromise somewhere in between that still satisfy you and also make it so that the residents still want to stay in that unit. So the second thing that this study survey really noticed was that renters, actually, they all expect more modern tech-driven experiences. Outside of their apartment, everything in their life is now technologically driven. Their phone is not just a device to make phone calls. It's a computer. It's a communication tool. It's a health device. It's all encompassing. And so when it comes to apartments, they expect similar services. So today's renters, they're seeking modern conveniences. They want renewal programs that they're used to, from supermarkets to gas stations to airlines. They've been experiencing loyalty rewards and they want that for their experiences when dealing with apartments as well. And they also want more flexibility. In fact, 97% of renters surveyed say that they're more likely to renew or choose a property if these features were offered. Some of these features are loyalty programs that reward on-time rent payments with points or some sort of perks, an all-in app for leasing management and payments. So this includes things like, hey, signing the lease agreement, reporting maintenance issues, like, hey, I have a toilet clog, like come help instead of having to call or try to use a whole bunch of different apps to manage this, or even something like, hey, I have an issue with this topic, like can we discuss it? And even move-ins, like how do we do move-ins? Discounts, they're looking for things like discounts and special offers from local businesses. And they also want a convenient payment option, something that gives them flexibility. This could be seeking payments weekly, bi-monthly, monthly, versus paying traditionally just at the beginning of the month. Another thing that the renters, we discover about the renters during the survey is that there's a lot of stress related to moving. So that can be a big barrier to movement, and that's something that operators need to consider. Moving has now been considered one of the most stressful life events for renters. And common frustrations include things like, oh my gosh, how am I going to coordinate lease agreements and move-in documents, managing payments and juggling logistics, tracking numerous tasks and dealing with the move itself. Oh my gosh, if you live somewhere for a year, you know that you've built out a whole bunch of stuff. Like there's a theory that says like you grow the size of your space. And so if you live in a little 900 square feet room, you'll have enough stuff that fits in that room. If you lived in a 1500 square foot apartment, you're going to have way more stuff. And the longer you live somewhere, obviously the more stuff you have. Raise your hand virtually if you have been someone who's like, I could move, but I don't want to move because just thinking of packing just makes me so tired. I just want to go to bed. That's how I feel. Every time someone suggests, Pommy, why don't you move to another state? Like, I have a really great friend. And every time we talk, she's like, when are you moving out of California? When are you moving out of California? And her justification is she keeps hearing news about how dangerous California has become. And so she's worried about my safety. And so she's always telling me, like, you need to move out. And I'm like, but I don't know where I want to move to. I just don't, the task, just the thought of moving just is so daunting. So yeah, it's something that I don't want to deal with at all. So that also applies to renters. Simplifying that moving experience significantly improves the renter's first impression. So if that's a new person that's coming in, 97% of renters say that they're more likely to choose the property that helps them first with like setting up utilities and internet when they move in, finding a reliable moving service, and consolidating payments and organizing logistics. Offering these services for new renters not only help reduce stress for them, but also increases retention, helps build goodwill, and also encourages them to spread good words about you to their friends and family who may also be in a position that need to move. Think about all those things where you have to try to figure out, like, sometimes moving, for instance, in Texas, the utility is not controlled, so therefore it's open market. You can choose to use whatever utilities companies you want for the prop for your unit. And oh my gosh, like, you have to figure out what that is, how it works, so many things. It's like not stuff you want to deal with. For us, when we buy a new apartment, similar things happen to us as well. So obviously utilities, all those things have to be switched over. Luckily for us, because we use third-party property management, we don't deal with any of those things. It's their job to help coordinate that and make sure that the switch, once the switch happens from the buyer to the seller, that we don't lose power, that our units have lights and, you know, people are warm and et cetera. So that's another thing to consider as well. Another amazing thing that this findings discovered was that there's a massive financial impact that is not considered. A lot of time we think about our competition as how much rent they're paying at that place versus ours. And you think in terms of like, okay, what are the concessions we have to make to keep them, to ask them to stay if that's necessary, or maybe we have to keep our renewal rates flat. But moving actually has a significant cost that we don't ever consider. In fact, on average, renters spend $6,500 on moving related expenses. $6,500. That's massive considering how much they rent. Their rent may be like anywhere between $13,000 to $2,000, or if it's in a nice city, maybe it's even $3,000 or $4,000. That's huge, right? For high-income household that earns $150,000 or more, the survey actually says that the cost can actually soar to $15,000. $15,000 for a move. Therefore, it better be like a really amazing property, or you must be doing a really crappy job at dealing with them, addressing their issues for them to want to move if they're saving like $50 on an apartment across the street or across town. So if that's something that normally you don't consider, or your management team or your property management team don't consider, maybe those are some of the subtle clues that you can drop to people who express their desire to move. Like, hey, well, you know, like, have you considered like some of these costs? Yeah, I know, like, I recently moved, and yeah, I can't believe I spent $15,000. Some of the stuff that they spend money on moving expenses are things like temporary storage, new furniture, moving services, trucking, boxes, movers, all those good things. And obviously the further they move, the more expensive it's going to be. So thus, when you set your rental rates, consider all these additional factors that may deter a happy renters from moving. So make sure that that's something you consider. This is a game changer one, though. When I read this, I was like, okay, I never considered this next one to be even possible to multifamily apartments. Again, like, I was operating with a very analog brain. How we rented apartments, outside of like maybe electronically sending leases to sign, is super old school, probably similar to what they would have done in the 50s and 60s, right? Someone walks into your office, you show them the unit, they fill out an application, you run their credit, they give you a deposit, and you say, welcome to ABC Apartments. That's what we've always done. On the first of the month, we're expecting them to pay. 60, 90 days out, we send them a renewal notice. Here's your new rent. Thank you for being our value residence. They can tell us, hey, I'm gonna renew, I'm not gonna renew. That's pretty much it. So there's nothing that incentivizes them to pay on time or want to even stay at our apartment. And this is where loyalty programs come into play. And previous to probably the last 1 or 2 years, this wasn't readily available. With 96% of renters actually saying that they belong to some sort of loyalty program, either credit card, airlines, hotels, etc., they actually also say within those group, only 16% of them are in an apartment-specific renewal program, reward program. So what now they're seeking is like, once this is starting to become prevalent or become known, they want to have a loyalty program related to the apartment specifically. And this could be like, hey, if they pay rent on time, they can get credit for rent credits, grocery credits, personal products credit, dining experience credits. Those are some of the stuff that they expect now. And this also, the next thing that is really significant to the people, the renters being surveyed, is flexible payment options. This is a must. There's been some programs that are out there that helps renters with payment specific scenarios. I think there's one called Rhino where like they pay directly to Rhino. Rhino pays us at the beginning of the month. And that's its own independent service specifically for flex payment. 77% of the people who replied to this specific survey have bad credit. 85% of those people have some sort of debt that they have to pay on a regular basis, things like credit card, loans, car payments. And a lot of these renters say that one of their largest monthly expense is their apartment. So yes, they prefer a flexible payment schedule. Again, weekly, bi-weekly, bi-monthly, instead of one monthly payment. Now, I want to say a caveat that you will see this kind of challenges in terms of payment delinquency, mostly on B and C class assets. Because the demographic profile of these type of B and C class properties are working class. So they're working probably hourly wage, working retail. So they will have more potential challenges when it comes to paying on time. If they didn't work for a week or two and then they go collect their check and it's like they didn't have 2 weeks worth of paycheck, now they're going to struggle. Now they're going to be behind. This isn't as much of an issue when you buy A-class properties. And by the way, guys, like, if you haven't been listening to us for a while, just know that we started in C-class properties and we moved all the way up to A. We haven't gone back and we don't look forward to going back at all. We are extremely happy being in with A-class. One of the primary issue is delinquency. So in A-class, like for example, one of our properties, and this is throughout the history of the apartment, not even when we own it. So this property was built in 2021. Since that time, we've only had one eviction. And it's been like almost four years now when we get into 2025, and we've only had one eviction, and this is almost 300 unit apartment. Today, when we see our payment reports, we have a KPI tracker that tracks weekly on Monday how much rent we're collecting, and expectation on our properties, you know, theoretically is pay on the first. You may have a window of like first to the third, the first to the fifth, whatever. But the expectation is should be paid within the first couple of days of the month. However, when you come to B or C class specifically, that isn't always the luxury that you have. Sometimes you have to wait maybe the entire month to fight for them to get that full payment. So if you gave flexible options of weekly payments, maybe that's a good way for the renter to be able to manage their money a little bit better and help relieve some of that pressure. So we went over some of the findings from the survey. So what are the solutions then? What is this new tech-driven solution, technological revolution that I've been telling you about for the past however minutes we've been on this? Okay, so the first one was probably a little self-serving by RealPage to do the survey, but it matches. So I think that it's probably not a bad thing. And in fact, because of this survey, I already reached out to our regional manager to actually investigate the options that I'm going to go over with you to see if we can start applying it to our property. And what will be awesome is like, if these options are something that we can actually utilize, I would love to come back in like 6 months, a year, and report back on how that impacted our property. So hopefully that's something that we can come back to. Okay, so some of the solutions that are available today. The first one is called Loft or Loft Living by RealPage. So this is an all-in-one encompassing platform. It's an app essentially that enhances the renter's experience. So it offers the streamlined process from everything from signing the lease to move-in process, checklist, etc., turning over utilities, turning it on, turning on the internet, making sure that the moving company is organized, finding local businesses that they may need to use in order to facilitate the move. It also offers them flexible payment options within the app. They pay the app pays us on the first of the month. The loyalty program part is also the very interesting part. It rewards people for paying on time, which obviously is like will reduce the time that it takes our property management team, the leasing team, the property manager from First thing, texting, emailing, calling, hounding people to pay up, that will be reduced. The time to actually go file an eviction at the courthouse and do all that stuff, actually make sure the move out happens, all those things should be reduced, can't be eliminated in some properties, but should be reduced significantly. And because the loyalty program is sort of like hardwired into our brains now, I think people would love the idea that, hey, they get rewards for paying on time. It's like giving them carrot versus a stick for action. So if they know that, hey, I'm going to give this payment and I'm actually going to get some money, they may choose a different path when it comes to how they allocate their paycheck week to week, month to month, whatever. So another software that's really interesting, and I think this one, I sort of heard it on the news probably about 6 months ago, but I honestly didn't look into it until I was researching for this podcast. It's called Built Rewards, B-I-L-T Rewards. So Built, it takes the loyalty program a step further by turning rent payments into rewards, right? So this feature includes things like a payment that goes through Built Payment Center, and it's like earning points when you use your credit card. So when you use this payment portal, you get access to Built Neighborhood Rewards. So this provides benefits for local businesses, like you can get discounts or points to go to restaurants, gyms, pharmacies. They also have partnered up with a lot of brands, more than I'm going to be able to tell you right now. Something like SoulCycle, Amazon, and a whole bunch of airlines. Everything from Cathay Pacific, Emirates, and British Airways, Virgin Airlines as well. The other cool part is beyond just the external rewards program that they have already connected with the SoulCycle and those things, you can also have a specific customizable program, loyalty program for your property. You may be able to incentivize early rent renewals, resident referrals, online payments, and for that, you may give them, hey, a credit towards their rent, or you may give them, I don't know, raffle drawings for a TV. Like there may be other add-ons, carport that you typically charge for, and then you give them credit for if they have renewals. Garages, we have a property that have garages. We may say instead of having them have to pay for rent, maybe if they pay on time for they collect enough rewards point, they may be able to use our garage for free. There's a whole bunch of options there, and you can come up with very, very creative solutions. So that's really cool because it's not just, yeah, of course, I want points to buy all these cool things, but also it's kind of nice to be able to use it on site as well. So that's very interesting, and we're looking into that as well. A couple other options that are available, there's one called Pinata. So that is like it offers a no-fee debit card and checking account, plus a cash back and points redeemable for gift cards at major retailers. So this one's cool because it's cash back. So it's like you pay rent on time, and then you make a little bit money. So essentially, like, if you do the calculation, you can help, property management team can help do the calculation and tell them, like, look, you pay rent on time, your rent is actually cheaper than what you think as face value, because you're going to get cash back if you use a software like Pinata. Another one is called Stake, S-T-A-K-E. So it rewards renters with cash back as well for on-time rent payments and covers online payment fees. It also features things like early paycheck access. So this is interesting. So you know how there's services that says, like, if you have a paycheck, it's almost like a check cashing service, I guess. Like, so they advance you money, so you have access to your check before Friday, for instance. Like, if you get paid every Friday and, like, you need money on Wednesday because it happens to be the first of the month, well, Stake actually gives you like a 2-day early advance on your paycheck. So if your check is due on Friday, you can use their app and get paid 2 days in advance. And this may help a lot with cash flow, because, you know, sometimes things happen to anyone, and then sometimes, like, cash flow isn't something that only affects the renters in ABC class. Even as business owners everywhere, cash flow can be an issue, and so that kind of having that little leeway is helpful. And I think, like, that's something also worth looking at. Ultimately, which program an apartment complex choose to work with may be about, like, how extensive you want to get involved, what kind of software that your team's already using to manage leases, maintenance report, all those good stuff. So maybe something as extensive as Loft may not work, or maybe you think, like, hey, I can just use something like Built, Pinata, or Stake that is just more tailored to, like, the experience post post them moving in, aka payment, aka getting the renewals for like stuff that they're just like specifically payment related stuff. Ultimately, there will be a time where you're competing against other apartment complexes who are probably still in the analog world, the using ancient tools. So if you want to have that competitive edge, you need to be technologically savvy and you need to step into the technological revolution. This isn't optional anymore. It's mandatory. To attract and retain today's renters, multifamily operators must evolve to meet expectations for convenience, flexibilities, and rewards. Modernizing renters' experience through technology, loyalty program, and flexible payment options will reduce turnovers, improve satisfaction, and boost long-term profitability. So what do you guys think? Is this something that you want to implement in your properties? If so, please let us know. That would be very interesting. I'd love to hear your feedback. If you use any of these programs, also let us know, because I'm an operator, obviously, and I would love to hear which one worked best, what are the problems, what were the pain points, and then we can also explore that for our properties as well.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.